supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today and on this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about supplication and dua in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tuba lil abdi idha tanama. Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tuba lil abdi idha tanama. أرضى مولاه بما التزما طوبى للنفس بتقواها. But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Friday, is the 16th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to verse 60 of Surah Al-Ghafir.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa qala rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum. Innal ladhina yastakbiruna 'an 'ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama madakhirin.
And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. Indeed, those who disdain my worship will enter hell rendered contemptible.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
God Almighty asks us to invoke Him despite the fact that He is all aware of our needs. But invoking Him entails consequences. Answering prayers follows invocation, but we know that it is a conditional promise, since solely prayers are answered that they have the required qualifications as to the invoker and the subject of invocation. Numerous traditions narrated from the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and Imams, peace be upon them all, clearly refer to the significance of invocation. According to a prophetic tradition, invocation is worshipping Allah. Is there a special connection between dua and Ramadan? Come here in this part. Absolutely. Dua, the Prophet said, is the marrow of worship, meaning it is the essence and at the core of all religious rites and acts. Our great Quranic teachers have told us how significant it is that aim the four verses of the Quran that prescribed and explained the Ramadan fast for Muslims. Allah inserts one particular verse that inspires us to ask of Him in dua. It connects our supplications and His answer of them to our responsiveness to His divine commands. Now, if my servants ask you, O Prophet, about me, then indeed I am near. I answer the call of the caller when he calls upon me. Then let them all respond to me, so that they may be rightly guided.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The importance of dua and praying in the holy month of Ramadan. Whatever we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will answer us. Whatever is not in the power of any human being comes from Him. And the most important thing is that if we ask Him thousands of times, not only will we not lose our value, but also for Him, we are more dear and respected, and even those whose prayers are not answered. So it means that even if we ask Him too many times, it is not that, for example, something is going to get decreased from the value of our value and our merits, but we will become more dear and more respected in front of Him, because He wants us to go towards Him. All of us know that one of the hardest things for many of us is to ask somebody to do something for us. Sometimes these requests are so difficult that we are not even willing to ask for something from our parents, because it gives us sort of negative feeling of helplessness, that we are unable to meet our needs. And this feeling is really painful sometimes, because we ourselves witness that when someone constantly asks us for something, repeatedly asks for a loan or, let's say, an amount of money, or constantly demands our time or energy and every other demand, over time becomes the credibility of that person is questioned for us. We no longer have the form of respect for him, even if this is an unconscious reaction. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has warned us from asking others and trampling on our self-respect. There is hadith in Bahar al-Anwar that says that one day the Messenger of God, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his household, said to his companions, "Pledge allegiance to me that you will not ask anything from the people." After that, if his stick fell out of his hand, he would get down and pick it up himself and would not say to anyone, "Give it to me." The holy month of Ramadan is the month of opening the doors of God's mercy, so in which the prayers are answered in the holy month of Ramadan. This is the month of servants' conversation with their Lord. It is the month of requests and answers, the time when the veils and obstacles between us and our God are removed. So when is a better time to have our du'as and prayers and requests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Better than this month. Wassalamu alaikum.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special. And this question, why has Allah singled out Ramadan? The month of Ramadan and its fast commemorate the start of Allah's revelation of His final and culminating revelation, the Quran, to Prophet Muhammad. This is the reason Ramadan holds the promise of heavenly mercy and forgiveness throughout all this month's days and nights. This divine blessing is what is celebrated in Ramadan. We Muslims honor Ramadan by fasting each of its days and standing in prayer in each of its nights, or as much as we can given our individual circumstances. And Allah distinguishes it by rewarding many, many times over in unseen quantities known only to Him. Our obedience to His prescribed worship and every good work we do in it as believers is blessed extra throughout the month.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
And now we look at the du'as recommended to be repeated more in Ramadan. The first one, the Quran tells us to ask Allah, O Lord, give us good in the world and good in the hereafter and save us from the torment of the fire of hell. You can find it in chapter Al-Baqarah, that is the second chapter of the Holy Quran, verse 201. Also from the Quran, the people Allah honors with the title Servants of the All-Merciful make this dua in gratitude when they look upon their families, which should be said often in Ramadan. Our Lord, grant us in our spouses and our children the joy of our eyes. Moreover, make us an exemplar of goodness for the good-fearing. Chapter 25, verse 74.
What is a good recommendation to benefit from these a'mal and to interact with them? The best recommendation that we learn from our beautiful faith is to focus on quality rather than quantity. Some of us get caught up in the quantity of a'mal. I have a list of a'mal I need to finish on the nights of Qadr, on the nights of power. And in doing so, in rushing through these a'mal, I don't really feel the spirituality of these a'mal. I don't feel them impacting me. What's going on here? Focus on quality rather than quantity. What's the point of preserving the quantity, but you don't allow your heart to interact with these a'mal? Once a brother who was reciting Dua al-Jawshan, and you know it's a long dua, has 100 verses, and in every verse we say, خَلَّصْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ يَا رَبْ, oh Allah, save me from the fire of hell. This brother said, I couldn't focus anymore. It was too much for me. So at the end of the dua, I kept saying, خَلَّصْنَا مِنْ دُعَاءِ الْجَوْشَنِ يَا رَبْ. That's not the type of night of power that you want to have during this month of Ramadan. So how can I improve the quality? Take selections from these beautiful prayers. Study them during the day. Know the content, and then at night, in Laylatul Qadr, allow your heart to interact with that content. It's about quality contemplation, purposeful tafakkur. Think of these beautiful du'as. Take 10 verses from Dua al-Jawshan. Study the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Write what those names mean, and then on Laylatul Qadr, say those names, read those verses, and allow your heart to feel the presence of Allah through those attributes. How can I benefit from these names of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautiful names. You can use His names during any state that you're in. If you feel you're depressed and your chest is tight, remember one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wasi', Allah, the vast. Look at the vastness of this universe. Look at how He created this universe so vastly. If Allah has created the universe so vastly, He cannot expand my chest when He is the expander of the universe. Allow your heart to interact with the quality of these a'mal. That's what's important to achieve in the month of Ramadan.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And till another episode, inshallah, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Salam friends, we invite you to have some fresh food for thought in the form of a maxim from Imam Hasan Mujtaba, peace upon him. Generosity is to begin with providing the gift before it is asked from you, and serve food in times of famine, while meanness is the fewness of giving and the speech of obscene language.
Take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day. Here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam regarding Imam Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. As you know, today is the birthday of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most blessed and bounteous of days. Many virtues have been related regarding Imam Hassan alayhi salam. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, "Verily, Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib was the best worshipper of his time, the most abstemious and the best of them all. Whenever he went for Hajj, he would go on foot and sometimes even barefooted. When he remembered death, he cried. When he remembered the grave, he cried. When he was reminded of the day of judgment and resurrection, he cried. When he was reminded of the crossing over the bridge, the Sirat, outstretched over hell, he would cry. And when he was reminded of the great exposure before Allah, exalted be his remembrance, he would gasp in such a way that he would faint." These are allusions to the way stations of the hereafter. We call these in Arabic the mawaqif of Qiyamah. The way stations, there are certain points, stages that a person must go through in his journey in the hereafter, beginning with death and then the grave, the questioning by the angels when he enters the grave, and then, you know, passing over the bridge and all of these things are way stations that a person must pass through before he finally arrives at his final destination. Whenever the Blessed Imam was reminded of these things, he would cry and he would weep. In continuation, the Imam says, "When he stood for his prayers, his limbs trembled before his Lord. When he was reminded of paradise and the fire, he was greatly disturbed, as if bitten by a snake. Meaning he would tremble and shake when he was reminded of, you know, the fire of hell. And finally, the Imam says, and he would ask Allah for paradise and seek refuge in him from the fire. If heaven was mentioned, he would seek it from Allah. If the hell was mentioned and in his presence, he would seek refuge in God from that. These are some of the beautiful distinctions of Imam Hassan ibn Ali, narrated from Imam Zainul Abidin, which we recited for you on this auspicious day of the birthday of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Hassan in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Brothers and sisters, we really welcome you all. Here we are with Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, and Hassan Nasrullah, students of Sevier International School. So, brothers, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. So, today, inshallah, we will talk about verses number 53 and 54 of Surah Ali Imran on page 57. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with IRIB English Radio. As you're listening, let's everyone all together go and listen to the recitation of these two ayatain.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbana amanna bima واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين.
Nice one. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. I really enjoyed. How about you? Did
yes.
you enjoy? Okay. Now we will recite inshallah and we all will enjoy our own recitation. Okay? I'll recite. Make sure you repeat after me. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين.
ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين.
ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين.
ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين.
أحسنتم والله خير الماكرين. أوكي. ربنا آمنا. The حواريون, right? The disciples, they said ربنا, our Lord, آمنا. We believe. بما, in what you أنزلت, sent down, واتبعنا الرسول, and we follow the apostle, the messenger, Prophet Isa عليه السلام, فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين, so write us among the witnesses. So, ومكروا ومكر الله, the Jews, okay, the people who did not follow Prophet Isa عليه السلام, right, the Jews, so they did what? They a lot plotted, okay? They planned a lot to do something to harm Prophet Isa alayhi salam, to do something to make him stop preaching the religion of the religion of Allah Almighty, okay? They did a lot to kill even Prophet Isa alayhi salam with his hawariyun, with his friends, disciples. Okay, for what? Wamakaru, they did this. Wamakar Allah, Allah Almighty also did his plan. They did a lot of plans, okay? They planned a lot of things, okay? Tomorrow, this time, we'll kill him. Tomorrow, this time, we'll do this. Tomorrow, blah, 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 like this. They wanted to do a lot of things. Allah Almighty also planned here. What did Allah Almighty plan? To protect him. So who is the winner?
Allah.
Huh?
Almighty.
Allah Almighty. Yes. So, Wallahu khayrul makirin. Come on. Wallahu khayrul makirin. Allah is the one who knows best how to plan. Not you, yeah? I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to the Jews who were plotting against Prophet Isa alayhi salam. So, guys, we all have to know this, okay, that whenever we plan something, okay, it's us who plans, okay? And once Allah Almighty plans, so the plans that Allah Almighty makes, okay, the things that Allah Almighty, the decisions that Allah Almighty make, okay, they are much stronger, not comparable, because he has the all knowledge. He knows the goodnesses, the badnesses, the future, the effects, the impact, whatever, okay? Allah Almighty knows everything, and if he plans, it's better. Yes?
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
Yes. So we all have to ask Allah Almighty, inshallah, to plan us, to give us this confidence, to give us this belief, okay, to understand, to give us this knowledge, to understand that Allah Almighty is the one who knows everything. Allah Almighty is the one who plans best for us, okay. In the ziyarat of Aminullah, we have one dua. It's very important. I want you to refer, brothers and sisters. I just read it, okay. I want you to refer to the explanation. Allahumma faj'al nafsi mutma'innatan biqadarik radiyatan biqada'ik till the end. Refer to this dua, read the translation, it's amazing. Okay, I want you, inshallah. So, guys, let's move on with the important tajweed rules, inshallah. And yeah, into the tafsir books as well, they are available, inshallah. You can refer and study more about these verses.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله
هو رسول الله معلمنا رسول الله معلمنا.
So ربنا, I think the very first important point is the pronunciation of the letter Ra. What do you think?
Yes.
It should be the letter Ra, yes? Yeah. Because it's important. Sometimes it's pronounced heavily. Sometimes it's pronounced
lightly. تفخيم الرا.
تفخيم الرا, ترقيق الرا. We have here, as Fawad said, it is
تخفيم الرا.
تخفيم
الرا.
We don't have تخفيم. We have تفخيم. Oh, you want to تخفيم. Oh, it's month of Ramadan. Maybe, yeah, we sometimes feel dizzy and we will make mistakes. That's okay. That's natural. That's natural. I feel you. I understand you. ربنا آمنا. So the mad on ربنا and the word ربنا at the end, and you see there is a hamza in the next word. So is that mad, wajib, or jais? What do you think?
It's jais.
Munfasil.
Yeah.
They're in separate words. ربنا آمنا. You can stop. I mean, skip the mat. You can stretch the mat. You're allowed to. آمنا نون مشدد. Right, Hassan?
Yes.
بما أنزلت. Again, mat plus a hamza. Again. جائز منفصل. You're allowed to stretch or skip it. Right? Very simple. واتبعنا. واتبعنا الرسول. Aha. There is an important rule. Sometimes we make a mistake. واتبعنا الرسول. Instead of reciting this way, you gotta skip that mat. Join عين. Sorry. Noon to را. واتبعنا الرسول. بعنا الرسول. Right?
Yes.
واتبعنا الرسول. فاكتبنا. Awad must say this.
قلقلة.
فاكتب. فاكتب. نا مع الشاهدين. Right? مع الشاهدين. No. شاهدين. فاكتبنا. I mean that با. Okay? By ساكين. فوات. Bounce the sound. That was great. Next one. Next ayah. One more thing. فوات always reminds me. Thank you so much. What's that?
مد عارض لسكون.
مد العارض لسكون. Great. مع الشاهدين. When you stop here, because there is a long vowel, E sound, you can stretch it. Right?
Yes.
فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. Right? Yes. And when you stop, the harakat of noon, the fatha changes to
سكون.
ومكروا. ومكر الله. Right? مكروا has an U sound. مكر الله has a heavy sound. الله, because there is a fatha before. Let's review the rules. If based on the تفخيم and ترقيق of letters, okay? Heavy and light letters. So the letter lam, basically it is a light letter. Yes? It's a light letter.
Yes.
A sound. Lam. لا إله إلا الله. Right? لا. But there are two cases for lam. If Ali Nasir, let's review. If there is a fatha or kasra before the word Allah, we are talking about the lam, the letter lam in the word Allah or Allahumma.
Yes.
If we got a fatha or a dhamma before the word Allah, so the letter lam in the word Allah will be pronounced with a heavy sound, with an aw sound.
Yes.
Like what? Like what this one here. Huh? Look. Ma ka ra then Allah. Ma ka, read it.
Ma karallah.
Ma karallah. Heavy sound. Yes?
Yes?
Or in the previous ayah. Nahnu ansarullah. Right?
Yes.
So, if we have a kasra sound, yeah, you have to pronounce it with a light sound.
Light sound.
La, like here in the previous ayah we had. Amanna billah. Bismillah.
Habibullah.
Habibullah. Yeah, my name. Yeah, it's heavy. Good job. Thank you so much for the example. So, wamakaru, wamakarallah. That was the rule, okay? You mentioned. There is a word, sila, on the top. Salah, do you see that? Huh?
Yes.
Salah tells us what? It's a sign of stopping.
Yes.
It says you can stop.
No.
Right? Both.
Better to continue.
Better to continue.
Better to continue, but you can stop also.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do it. Okay. We have one, something just the opposite of this. Salah and
Qila.
Qila tells us?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. Good job. So, Wallahu. Now here, look. Wow, we have, which has a fatha in the word Allah. The letter lam in the word Allah will be pronounced with a heavy sound. Wallahu khayrul makirin. Make sure kha is important, okay? You have to pronounce it with a heavy sound when it has a fatha. Khayrul makirin. All right? Makirin. That's all. You can stretch the sound. Madur'aril lissukun. So, now that we know all the tajweed rules in these two verses, ayatain, okay, let's go on and repeat. I'll repeat the reading, okay? The recitation. Make sure you repeat after me.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Ready?
Yes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين
ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين
ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين
ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
To mashallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us with IRIB English Radio. And we really recommend you stay with us in the coming sessions, inshallah, the same day, the same time tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be here with you. Ali Nasir, Fawad, Hassan, and Hussein, thank you so much for being with us. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Is there any questions? Anything to say?
No.
Thank you so much. Okay, we'll be here with you. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
You are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
We're waiting for you to be by your side.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to The Last Savior. I am Beta, the host of today's episode, and here with me is Dr. Karami, the expert of today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Up to here, we were talking about the point that there are many signs of reappearance and advance of Imam Mahdi that we were discussing some of them in these recent episodes that I can, I don't know, call Sofiani and also Khasf Baida up to here, which the second one has a special and miraculous aspect that we were talking about. That it may come to our mind that it is that much strange that somehow it may lead us to a kind of confusion that is it that much even possible to have this accident and event in the future or not? So could you please elaborate this more for us?
First of all, those people who are familiar with the concept of mu'jiza or miracle, we know that as for mu'jiza or miracle, we are talking about the supernatural act, which is done by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So,
yes.
At least those people who believe in the religion of Islam and in the Quran, there are many verses talking about the miracles of the previous prophets, like those done by Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. I mean, even yes. reviving the dead people. So, at least for Muslims, it should be a matter of confusion and surprise to, I mean, be informed that such a miraculous event will happen in the future. This is one point. But the second point is that because for Al-Khasf al-Baida, we are talking about an army of Sufyani being swallowed up by the earth in
yeah.
the land called Baida. But the interesting point is that the same event is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran to have happened before too. So at least for Muslims, against this shouldn't be that surprising because there are examples mentioned in the Quran regarding Al-Khasf. This word and its derivatives are mentioned 8 times in the Noble Book of Quran. In one of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, Qarun or Korah, who was swallowed
yes.
up by the earth, as mentioned in chapter Qasas, verse 81. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. We know the story of Korah, how wealthy he was, but he was against Musa alayhi salam. And finally, the fate of him was that Allah says, and then because the earth to swallow him and his house, and he had no party that might protect him from Allah, nor could he rescue himself. So this is a very clear example mentioned in the Quran that Khasf has happened in the past regarding Korah or Qarun. And in some other verses of the Quran, the disbelievers are and the polytheists are threatened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the punishment is khasf, or being swallowed
yes.
up. So at least this threat is mentioned in some of the verses, which is a clear message that it is doable, it can be done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in chapter An-Nahl, verse 45, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَأَمِنَ الَّذِينَ مَكَرُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ اللَّهُ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ. Do those who devise evil schemes feel secure that Allah will not make the earth swallow them? أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Or the punishment will not overtake them whence they are not aware. So again, this verse is clear that khasf, or swallowing the people, is absolutely possible when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
exactly.
wishes so. And this is one of the punishments as mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse. Again, we have in chapter Al-Isra, verse 68, أَفَأَمِنْتُمْ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرْ. Do you feel secure that Allah will not make the coastlands swallow you? أَوْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاسِبًا. Or he will not unleash upon you a rain of stones. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكُمْ وَكِيلًا. Then you will not find any defender for yourselves.
Yes.
Again, another threat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse. So we have at least these verses. One of them is talking about this punishment happening in the past. And
yeah.
the two other verses about the possibility of this punishment to be done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against the
in the future
disbelievers.
Thank you for explanation about actually this miraculous uprising in the future. So let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. This is iHerb English Radio. You're listening to The Last Savior. Up to here, as you know, we were talking about some signs of the advent of Imam, and most miraculous one was the Hasf bil Bayda, which Hasf means swallowing, and we were talking about the possibility of this actually miracle happening in the future, which we got to know that it may be more touchable for a Muslim person because they have the similar examples in the Holy Book of Quran, and also all the heavenly books have the same stories in their religions. So, as Dr. Karami told us, there are some verses in Quran that we can see that these actually swallowing by earth happened in the past. And also, there is the possibility of happening these actually miracle in the future too. So, let's go for some more verses and more documents on these actually miracle. We're all here, Doctor.
Sure. Interesting point is that there are some verses in the Quran talking about the concept of khasf or
yes.
swallowing, and then the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam interpreting these verses, they have said that this verse is referring to that special khasf before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Swallowing, yeah.
Or at least this is one of the examples of it, if it is not limited to it. I recited the verse 45 of chapter Nahl, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do those who devise evil schemes feel secure that Allah will not make the earth swallow them?
Yes.
Regarding this verse, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, when one of the sons of Imam Hussein alayhi salam will begin his uprising and he is accompanied by a group of people and they try to go to the city of Medina, they reach a land called Bayda. And then he says that this is the place of a people who will be swallowed by the earth. Then the Imam says, this is what is meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse 45 of chapter An-Nahl that
yes.
I recited. And the second verse is chapter As-Saba, verse 51, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ فَدَعُوا فَلَا فَوْتَ وَأُخِذُوا مِن مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. Were you to see them when they will be stricken with terror without any escape and are seized from a close quarter. There are some narrations under this verse too, both in Shia and Sunni sources, which explain that this verse is also referring to khasf in Akhir al-Zaman. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, Sufyani will come to Medina with a great army. Hatta idha intaha ila bayda al-Madina khasafa Allahu bih. But when his army comes to a land called Bayda, then the earth will swallow him and his
yes.
army. And this is what is meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ فَدُعُوا. And then the Imam recited the verse. This is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 316. And of course, we have some narrations in this regard from Sunni sources. The interesting point about Sufyani is that it is mentioned by both Shia and Sunni scholars in
yes.
their books as one of the events which will happen before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Narration in Jamu' al-Bayan, which is a Sunni source, volume 22, page 129. It is mentioned that Sufyani will leave his army in Medina, and the army will loot the city for 3 days. And then he tries to go to Mecca. And when they reach Baida, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Jibreel, the archangel Gabriel, and commands him to destroy them. And then the earth will swallow them. Then the Imam recited the verse, وَلَوْتَرَىٰ إِذْ فَزَعُوا, which means that this is one of the interpretation of this verse. The third verse, which has been interpreted to be referring to Al-Khasf Al-Bayda, is the beginning verses of chapter Shura, Ha, Mim, Ayn, Sin, Qaf. We know that these are the so-called Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'a, or the broken letters, and for each one of them there are different explanations. One explanation is mentioned by Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam, according to whom Ha, Mim, Ayn, Sin, Qaf, each letter is referring to a topic, a subject. For example, Ayn is referring to a kind of punishment, and then the Imam says that Qaf in Ha, Mim, Ayn, Sin, Qaf is referring to Qadf, Khasf, and Maskh. And so Khasf is included.
Khasf, swallowing.
And swallowing, which is related to As-Sufyani wa Ashabe, Sufyani and his army. And the last verse that I would like to share is in chapter An-Nisa, verse 47. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who were given the book, believe in what we have sent down, confirming what is with you, before we blot out the faces and turn them backwards, or curse them as we curse the people of Sabbath, and Allah's command is bound to be fulfilled. Now, there is a narration regarding this verse in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the commander of the army of Sufyani goes to Baida, then a person from the heaven will call out, O Baida, destroy this nation. So then the land will swallow up all of them except for three, the faces of whom will be turned backwards. And this is what is mentioned in this verse. أَمِنْ قَبْلَ أَن نَطْمِسَ وُجُوهًا فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارَهَا. So these are at least four verses in the Noble Book of Quran that the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt have interpreted to be related to the event of Al-Khasf al-Bayda, which will happen to one of the armies of Sufyani before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.
Thank you for your all elaboration. So, dear listeners, as you know, all the heavenly religions believe in the existence of, the last savior. As we do, we believe in the last savior, and we were talking and discussing about the signs of the advent of Imam. And up to here, we actually discussed about some documents and verses in Holy Quran about the actually event of Khasf al-Bayda, which Khasf, as you know, and we elaborated, means swallowing, and which one of the part was which was really interesting for me was that Dr. Karimi actually considered both the Shia and Sunni sources of this actually event, which is actually considered in both two sources. And also, we have the eyes of hope towards the future and the last savior. Thank you, Dr. Karimi. Thank you, dear listeners. It was all the time that we had for today's episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.